Fire and emergency say last night's accidental tsunami warning was the result of an old IT system that's no longer in use. Sirens started sounding at about 9:15 last night from Te Puke to Waihi Beach, causing many to head for higher ground. It's still unclear what activated the system, but National Commander Kerry Gregory says human error hasn't been ruled out. Katie Doyle reports.
The old IT system linking sirens from various organisations was introduced in 2006. A fire and emergency spokesperson, Kerry Gregory, says it was later retired and largely forgotten about.
As different groups have amalgamated and different organisations have come together, the system sat there, but people had to a certain degree forgotten the system was activated.
The question now is what activated the system last night, causing people to flee from their homes in fear of a tsunami. Mr. Gregory says that is still under investigation, but he's not ruling out human error.
As part of a system, you know, you need humans to actually initiate the system, and so we're always going to need humans to initiate a system, especially an emergency management system as such, and what we need is the safeguards and securities behind that to ensure that we can take out any chance of human error as much as possible.
He says fire and emergency have already taken steps to prevent the system being activated elsewhere. But he says it's imperative people start to evacuate if they hear one of these sirens.
It's really important for New Zealand that that people understand those areas where we have sirens and they're used for evacuation, that people evacuate. And I think there was a number of people who did the right thing. And we're working really hard and taking it really seriously, the fact of getting this right for New Zealand.
A Waihi local, Baz Dillamore, admits hearing the siren was worrying because he wasn't at home. He had to race back and pick up his kids before heading to his mother's house to get her.
A lot of people were evacuating out of the place they were heading out, which was good to see, because there's been a few false alarms in the past that have been, it's like the boy who cries wolf, but it was, anyway, people doing what they're supposed to do.
After some time, Mr. Dillamore checked in with a local firefighter who confirmed the threat wasn't real. He says local authorities handled the unfolding situation as well as they could have.
I think it's better to have a warning than no warning at all. So the local volunteer service, they did a great job around here, and they were there to let people know what was going on, and they're just unreal.
Another local, Colin Smith, says he decided not to evacuate because of his amputation. His house overlooks the local fire station, and when Mr. Smith couldn't see a huge commotion, he gathered it was probably a false alarm.
Having vision of the fire station, we knew that, because they do have the van there that goes out for those emergencies too, and that didn't go out, so we realised that it was probably not real.
And at what point did you, I guess, have it confirmed that it wasn't real? Did you get that, or was it just
just a personal belief that it wasn't real.
Fire and emergency has apologised for the fault and says false alarms are not what they want. For Checkpoint, Katie Doyle.